even try to argue with her. A guy's got to have some walking around money, though, and I thought I could still count on babysitting money because I watched my 4-year-old neighbor Marky once or twice a week. Marky was the only person I hadn't lied to, so I figured that income was safe.
"Hi, Dutchy Fuddy,"
Marky said, using his name for me. It means best, most favorite buddy in the world forever. As we waved goodbye to his mom on Sunday, he asked, "What does bankruptcy mean?" Last week I'd had to explain divorces to him because his parents were breaking up, and now, I guessed, going broke, too. "What did you hear?" I asked. Marky might have the attention span of a fruit fly, but he's got the hearing of a NASA deep space probe.
"Mommy said they can't pay you or they'll go bankrupt."
Ah, well, that figures. Marky's folks were paying for the house and an apartment. Marky stayed put in the family home, and his mom and dad moved in and out according to their custody schedule. I hoped to keep my job. Marky needed me. Or I needed him. I hadn't figured that out yet. But there's something really nice about spending time with a little kid. You learn so much.
"Bankrupt means they don't have a lot of money right now," I said.
"It's a grown-up thing, and you don't have to worry."
"I'm going to keep coming over like always, even if they can't pay."
"Cool."
Yeah, I thought. Lack of money is the new in thing.
"Hey, how about a banana dipped in melted chocolate chips?"
He nodded and started peeling. I am an excellent babysitter. Kids in my care get their 3 to 5 daily servings of fruit. I shook some chocolate chips into a microwave-safe bowl and wondered, why was the universe ganging up to make sure I didn't have any money? Whoever says youth is the best time in your life has cash in hand and can't remember being poor. My best friend, John Paul, pounded on the door just as the microwave dinged. You know you've got a great friend when he doesn't mind hanging out with you when you're Marky-sitting.
"I'm starving."
That's John Paul's standard greeting. John Paul is a jock, and it seems to me that he's on every team except girls' lacrosse, because he's always coming from practice or going to a game. I don't even know what season he's in. I can't keep track.
"Let's order a pizza."
He and Marky fist-bumped hello.
"Oh, I'm a little short these days, and..."
I trailed off. John Paul knew about my allowance penalty and how empty my pockets were.
"I got it," he said,
and called the delivery place on his cell. I heard him order a vegetarian, low-fat cheese, whole wheat crust pie, and didn't feel so bad about not paying. John Paul is a health nut, and the food he eats is gross. He'd been paying my way lately when we hung out, and he never said a word about me being a mooch. But still, it hurt my pride.
"Hey,"
John Paul said after he and Marky had inhaled the pizza. I'd taken one look and made myself another banana with melted chocolate chips.
"Did you hear that the new Death Rays of Mount Volupus 4 game is coming out this week?"
I shrugged, trying to look like I didn't care because I knew I wouldn't be able to afford it. Marky and John Paul started wrestling. Marky is small, even for a 4-year-old, and John Paul is ginormous because he's a gym rat and a jock, and he works out all the time. But it wasn't even a close contest, because John Paul is a little bit of a germaphobe. He pretended not to be bothered that Marky was all sticky and dirty with odds and ends of little boy goo and snot, but he didn't put up much of a fight. Marky pinned him in seconds. As soon as Marky started parading around the living room with his arms in the air while I clapped for him, John Paul rushed to the kitchen sink to disinfect. This made him forget all about the computer game and my money situation. But I didn't forget. Every time I turned around, it seemed, I was reminded how crummy life can be when you don't have spending money. The final straw was the next day at school, when I saw a poster for a dance in a few weeks. Not only did I want to go to that dance, I wanted to ask Tina Zabinski, the world's most beautiful girl, to go with me. She was absolutely perfect. Well, except for a small freckle underneath her right eye that I'd noticed the other day when the light hit her face just right as she walked to the bus after school. It was the freckle that made me think I might stand a chance with her. Not quite perfect.